This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. red meat exports had a strong start to 2024. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
January red meat export data from the USDA and the U.S. Meat Export Federation is showing a strong start to 2024. U.S. pork exports raced to a great start in January, and while beef exports were slightly below last year's volume, export value trended significantly higher. U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said there's a fair amount of optimism in the pork industry.
Yeah, the January export data for pork continues to follow the same trend lines as the record from 2023. We had a really good start to the year in January with 6% growth on both volume and value on the pork side. Having just returned from the Pork Industry Forum yesterday, actually, it was encouraging. We have some optimism, I think, on several fronts in the pork industry, but without a doubt, the international side is definitely one of those positive notes. So once again, Mexico leads the way, similar to what the record was last year. We had significant growth year on year for Mexico, up 6%, over 100,000 metric tons again. But it doesn't stop there. It's really broad-based growth. Absolutely huge month for Korea. That's actually a couple of months in a row now where Korea on the pork side has made a big comeback. You also look at Central America, similar stories to 2023. We start out at a torrid pace there with over 20% growth. And Colombia, now 3 or 4 months in a row on Colombia, where Colombia is doing a rebound, which is encouraging. We've seen this data on the weekly side, but it's good to see it show up in totality on the monthly data as well.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith reporting.